Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WIP, Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience at Chickies and Pete's before the game, during the game, and after the game. ChickiesandPete's.com. And we're going to talk to Kevin Franzen here in a minute. But first, we have to give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Just text the word BEAM to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide text will win $1,000. You've got another chance to win Monday at 4 p.m. and every day at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Ike, Philly's off tonight, but they do have the Yankees this weekend, which should be fun. Every time the Yankees come down here with the Red Sox, it's like a little extra juice. And we're going to talk to Kevin here. We're hoping they carry this momentum. You know, back-to-back wins, back-to-back series wins, the whole Luke Williams thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, even though Odubel doesn't run and doesn't catch the ball, they they won another series. Like, it's better the last week or so. It's better.
I agree. And a great way to sort of end the week would be a nice little weekend sweep of the New York Yankees, a little two-game series.
Oh, we'll be high on Monday.
It's going to be rocking down there in South Philly this weekend. You know how the Yankees, those New Yorkers, they'll be down.
They'll pack it.
So there'll be a lot of juice in the building.
Probably more attendance than they've had in the week they've been open, right?
Because
even this week against the Braves, it wasn't great. So,
and the weather's supposed to be pretty good. Not too hot. No, low 80s.
Right. So we get some good baseball this weekend. Yep. Hopefully we'll get Bryce Harper to break out here. We'll talk to Kevin Franzen about that and everything else. Kevin, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Fran, what's up, brother?
Oh, you know, just a little rainy day, off day on Friday, just exactly what you draw it up in the big league.
Yeah, what's up with that? What's up with the off days on Friday?
Two of the last three?
I hate it, Kevin.
Oh, it's brutal. Like, Friday is a great baseball day, right?
Yeah.
It's like having a, you can't do that because you get off days anyways on Sundays once a year for football. But, I mean, like, it's just brutal. It's brutal.
And we're not used to it. This has been a weird month. They seem to have had a day or two off every week just about. But I'm wondering, as a player, does it break up your routine or do you welcome something like this at this time of the year?
You welcome this in August.
Right, in the dog days of the summer,
you
right?
You look at this in, like, August, I want to say it's a brutal month of, like, there's, I think, 2 days off maybe. You hate it. How about this? You hate it at the beginning of the year because you're trying to get into a routine. June's fine because you're in a routine. You get things going. It's all right. I mean, it just not having this many days off. I mean, it's like eight, I think, was what the schedule was. I think it's down to seven now with the rainout schedule on the off day Monday, the 27th, I think it is. Mm-hmm. So it could ruin some things. But, I mean, your body gets to heal up whenever it does, and it's fine.
Kevin, they win yesterday, a walk-off the night before. So they've won back-to-back series now for the first time since the first two series of the year. We do this to ourselves. We get excited when they're doing well, and then we get all depressed when they're doing poorly. Do you think this is a little different? I mean, since the calendar turned to June, it has been probably their best stretch in a little while. What are you thinking about the way they're playing right now?
Better. Still a ways to go. I mean, look, they are as far – far from being perfect. Defensively, still a struggle. I think they shoot themselves in the foot. You look at the amount of walks. They've had a ton, but the ones that they – how about this? On the offensive side, they've been walking and none of them are scoring. So you're getting, like, on the other side, the one or two walks, maybe the three walks that the pitchers have had, those guys seem to find a way to score on the other side. So errors and walks continually bite this team, you know, as far as the defensive side. Offensively, you're starting to see some things, you know, start to click here and there, but it's not consistent, not every day. Are you expecting to put up double-digit runs every game? No. But I feel like I'm waiting. This is my third year of waiting, like everybody else, for Bryce, JT, and Reese to go off at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't seen all three go off for an extended, maybe for a week. But I'm talking about like a month or two consecutively. How sweet would that be?
Well, it would change the offense.
Oh, yeah.
It would change everything.
Hell,
yeah. And Kevin, we were talking about Bryce to start the show today. I mean, they won the last 2 days, so it kind of masked some things. Yesterday, he had an offer. But what are you seeing when you're watching Bryce? You know, we know he went on the IL. He got hit with the pitch. It changed his season. But we look up. It's the middle of June. He's got 8 home runs, 15 runs batted in. And it just feels like we're waiting for it. And really, his tenure here, he has been good. There's no question he's been a good Philly. Not great yet from Bryce Harper as a Philly. When you watch him, and obviously you've seen him for a long time, dating back to his Nationals days, what are you seeing when you're watching Bryce right now?
A lot of swing and miss. Just tons of it. And he'll say that, you know, he's fouling stuff off. Like, you look at zone contact. That's just, for me, I like that part. He's at 68%.
It's pretty low.
Ball's in the zone that he swings at, zone contact. He swings and misses a lot. Now, we're talking about foul tips. It counts foul tips, balls in play, you know, just foul balls, all that stuff. Anything that hits the bat, it's counted for. 68%. League average is 82. Mm-hmm. So when I look at Bryce, Bryce is a guy, when he puts a ball in play, guess what? It's gonna be a bullet. It's been a bullet most of the year. It's averaging over 90 on exit velocity. That's saying that he barrels up a lot of balls. So if he puts the ball in play, that's going to help. And if he puts the ball in play on balls in the zone, which there are quite a few. I mean, I think he would say it. There's been quite a few that he's been swinging through. Whether or not it's been hit in the face or you know, the wrist or whatever, at some point it'll come back. But I feel like, they need him. They need him. They need him to take advantage of some of the mistakes that he's seen. You know, I've been hitting I got hit in the jaw. Broke my jaw in AAA, was up in the big leagues that night. And look, my paychecks were a little different than Bryce's, so I can understand. I wasn't trying to set the world on fire. I was just trying to make it so I could. I just wasn't as scared. And to get 97 in the face, yeah, I'm sure at some point it's playing on his mind. But I don't know. There's certain things that you look at with him. If he shortens up and just remembers, it's not how far, it's just how many. It's a huge thing for him.
As a hitter, I'm wondering how long do you allow yourself to struggle before you allow
one day
before you allow some outside influence on your approach at the plate? In other words, I'm wondering if Bryce is open to suggestions as to what he's doing in the batter's box, and would he change some of those things? Are you seeing anything different in his approach at the plate, or is he just doing the same things, hoping that he's going to get a different result?
No, I think there's been just, you know, scope of contact, I think, where he's looking at. I think you're seeing more middle. I'm not saying he's trying to go the other way, but staying up the middle. There's the pull-off. You'll see, like, when he's balanced, he's a different hitter. Will he listen outside? I mean, does he need to? You know, I mean, he's got what was
well when
for
you're batting 261.
Well, okay, what I'm going to say is, like, all the stuff that goes on mechanically and all that, like, it's relatively the same every day. It's, you know, between him and his dad, him and Joe Dillon, you know, Pedro Guerrero, that's the stuff that he's going to, you know, listen to and trust.
Okay.
Trust thyself, as Charlie would always say, know thyself. You got to trust thyself. And sometimes it, for a guy like Bryce, it's a 3-knock day that are just all bullets, couple homers in it, and it just changes everything. For me, it was like hitting a rock at the right field, you know, hitting one oppo, and I feel like I'm good. It doesn't mean I got a hit on it, but for me, I was locked in. If I knew I was just barreling up a ball, hitting it to right field, that was me. You know, not everyone has the same. Everyone's like, oh, just, you know, hit it the other way, do this. It's like, not everyone's that way.
Right.
When Reese, like Reese right now, Everything's on the outside part of the ball. He's coming around everything. Right? There's a difference with him and Bryce, the way they approach things on certain things. The moment you see Reese hit a ball to right field on a line, like just maybe a ball in the gap, they could catch it. I don't care. Things will change. But that's what he's got to get back to, because everything's back into rolling over. And with that comes a lot of pop-ups, and we've seen a lot of those.
Yeah, there's been too many of them, and the Phillies need to get going. Talking to Kevin Franzen here, Phillies off night, taking on the Yankees this weekend. Kevin, we go back to yesterday. If there's one thing that is great right now, there's no disputing it, that's Zach Wheeler. I mean, this is pretty remarkable what we're seeing. He was good last year in his first year, but this is different level. And I think maybe across the game it might be being lost a little bit because there's so many guys having good pitching years led by DeGrom, but we're watching something we don't get to see very often in Philadelphia. He's not only the ace of the staff, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. What's making him so good?
Fastball command. I mean, the guy pounds the zone. The thing that facing Zach when he was younger, ball just jumped on you. He threw balls. He wouldn't pound the zone. And you're going, like, dude, your stuff is disgusting. Like, if you're around the zone, you know, good night. But when you're in leverage counts and you feel like you get more confidence as a hitter, it was hittable. I mean, every guy seems like they're down 0-1, right? I mean, and if it is thrown a ball, it is a ball barely off the plate or just outside the top of the top part of the zone, and you're going, oh, 1-0? Ooh, that was a close one. As a hitter, that's not good. You're like, oof, I got that one right there. You're not feeling as confident. The guy pounds the strike zone, and guess what? He stays on the rubber, and he is waiting to just throw that ball down your throat. I mean, you talk about he is relentless. There's no wasting any time. There's no thought. It is him and Knapp, him and JT, whoever it may be behind the plate. He is locking in. And then it's also nice when you throw a 92 to 94 mile an hour slider. It's really fun. It's the average fastball these days. But, I mean, it's effortless, guys. And I don't see it changing. I don't. Because what I see is a guy that's confident, knows what he's doing, has a plan, and is executing it. And it's a beautiful thing when all those things happen together.
Kevin, the hammer is kind of coming down for baseball now with the sticky substances. You know, we saw the Gerrit Cole thing the other day, yep. And that, you know, he didn't want to answer and he kind of stammered for 10 seconds. How much of a difference do you think this is going to make when they actually start checking, which I believe is supposed to happen pretty imminently now, maybe a couple days or a week or so, until they're actually going to check these pitchers coming in the game, leaving the game? How much of a tangible difference in this makes on offense and just the ball in play and less strikeouts? Do you think it's going to make a big deal?
I think it's a piece of this whole thing. I still think the approach by hitters is got to change as well. Mm. And the fight with two strikes has got to happen. But I think a little bit of the assistance of it. I mean, there's people that have come on this radio station that happen, you know, to say that it doesn't do anything. Like, come on, save it. It does. This stuff is, you have to have WD-40 and rubbing alcohol combo. Used to be rubbing alcohol to take off the sunscreen and rosin and all that stuff. Great. You have WD-40 that you're rubbing on your fingers and your hands or whatever you need to do to get this stuff off. Come on. Like, you don't need that. Mm. Learn to pitch. If you can't control it, learn to pitch. And I understand, like, and here's the other thing. Everyone's like, oh, everyone's been doing it. You know, like, that's what Gerrit Cole said. It's been passed down. Yes, cool. You guys got caught. And you guys are being – they aren't hiding it. They're just doing it in front of everybody. Mm. They're going to their thumb on their glove hand. They're going to the strings. They're going in between their fingers of their webbing. You're like, why? Like, if I am all for a pitcher doing it, if they hide it, if they don't even, if you have no idea it's happening, right. Like, I'm in. You know why? Because that's cool. that's cool. Ones that are just doing it right in front of everyone, like, no one's going to do anything. All the whole bullpen has it. I mean, come on. I think it's going to be a big piece. I'm not going to ever say, like, oh yeah, it's going to limit. No, these guys' arm talent in this league is insane, insane. Mm. But at the same time, how much of it is because of the added, you know, the substance, and how many guys are using it? It'll be interesting to see.
It will, Kevin. We appreciate you hopping on here. Enjoy the series. Yankees coming in, then a little West Coast trip, which is always a test for the Phillies.
Hold on.
Yeah, big morning tomorrow, Ike.
Yeah.
Big morning tomorrow.
You ready?
No.
So if I'm setting odds here.
Are you sandbagging me, Kev?
Yeah, I'm sandbagging. No. I like the early tee off. Yes. It's just putting a, you know, just a shoe in Jack's mouth right now. Be fun.
Well, should I set you as even odds to win this, or are you a heavy favorite? What are we thinking?
I didn't even know we were playing. I just thought we were having fun, guys.
No, he's downplaying it now.
He's giving us strokes. Are you giving away strokes here?
Yeah, you'll get strokes.
Come on, man.
You guys are probably like 30s. Right? You guys are in claim. Oh, I'm a 30.
Me, at least I'm a 30, yeah. I hope.
You guys, it'll be – no, you know what? Golf is the best. You know why? Because you're always striving to get better, like to outdo your best round ever, right? And every time out. And you're not perfect. So, God, it's the chase of perfection every
day. I got one question for you before we let you go about golfing tomorrow. Where are we teeing off from?
Tips?
I mean, if you guys want to play tips, I'm
– I just want to make sure – I mean – you two guys are long hitters, man. I just want to know what we're hitting off, what we're teeing off from.
Jack's driver is my 2-iron, all right? So, like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, Jack was at the driving range today. He's feeling good about himself right now.
I feel great, honestly.
I mean, has he ever felt bad about himself?
No, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, that is part of the problem. No, I appreciate it, fellas. It's I can't wait. It's going to be a good time. A lot of waters, and let's do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kevin. Take
care, man.
See
you in the morning, brother. See you in the morning.
Good luck with the golf. All right, so I'm going to set it as Kevin Franzen is the favorite tomorrow.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Ike, I'll put you.
I'm willing to admit that.
Yeah, I'll put you next.
I'm the underdog. No.
Wait, you're the full. Is Jack better than you?
I believe so. He played golf in high school.
Dude, all right. Listen, I get that Ike played in the NFL.
Yeah, we get say it. The 40s or something.
We get it. Ike played in the NFL, yes. But like, please respect my athleticism over here.
Please what?
Respect my athleticism.
All right, let's take a deep breath.
No.
I can respect that you could play the game of golf. To respect your athleticism is a little bit much. All right,
go hand in hand.
Not really.
Yeah, I think they're a little different. 215-592-9494.
Both of these guys are giving me strokes tomorrow.
Is that as on the record, or are you just going to say that?
Well, I just put it on the record.
Well, I guess
it's a little sad that you're requesting strokes.
Well, listen.
No, you're begging for strokes.
I'm not begging for strokes. I'm just saying it's unfair. You know, you guys are pretty good golfers, you know. And when they come in and beat me, they're not going to let me down easy. He's going to hammer me, right?
Oh, it's going to be all week.
Exactly. Week. So I need strokes.
Yeah, and to be fair, just to let the audience know, I mean, Jack was at the driving range while Ike was.
Yes!
He was trying to get ready for the show today, but we couldn't find Jack. Where's Jack? He was at the driving range.
I was busy.
Yeah, Jack disappeared on us. Practicing for tomorrow.
I mean, sure, some sleep in till 10 and then don't get out there early. I was at the driving range driving through the rain. That's the kind of dedication I have for this.
Here's the one thing I'll guarantee you, Joe. When we come back Monday to talk about this, we'll be impressed by one or two of us, and then we won't be impressed by one of us.
Yes, yeah, someone's going to be the GOAT.
Yes.
I would vote myself.
I do
myself.
Not expect it to be me. That's
probably
sure.
going to be me.
Are we taking any videos of this? I need to see some of this. All right, listen. Our Twitter poll question here, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and support the home team. You won't regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com. And schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. Which is more likely to happen in Atlanta? Sixers win two or Sixers lose both? Ike?
Let's go Sixers. I can't win two. Of course.
79% are with you on this. Win two.
Big game tonight. Got to get this one.
Gigantic game. But I think more likely they lose two. I mean, this is not going to be easy to win both games in Atlanta. They're 21-2 in the last 23 home games.
I haven't even given you my full take on tonight's game. I haven't even given you my full take.
You feeling good?
Man, triple-double by Benny Dimes tonight. Ben Simmons gets a triple-double
that
tonight.
Means
10, 10, and 10 or like an impressive triple-double?
Well, come on, man.
So 10, 11, and 14.
Yeah, I'm just saying a triple-double, yeah. Let's not expect more than 17 points now.
I'll take 17.
Right, yes.
Is it his free throw shots, or what are we doing?
Well, no, let's not go crazy. Yeah, let's not go crazy.
I can't even get –
Boy, you're really selling this triple-double.
Yeah, I'm excited now to watch him go 2-for-6 from the line off the court with 3 minutes to go. All right, so you're feeling good about a triple-double from Ben.
I do.
Joel going to go off again?
A
little less tonight. I can't expect 40 every night from Joel.
Yeah, but he gives you 30.
Okay.
At least 30.
The role player is going to do their thing on the road a little harder to do on the road.
I give you the role player, I think, steps up tonight.
Shake again? Or is that I'm asking a lot?
Yeah, I think we might be asking a lot of Shake. I think it goes back to Maxie tonight.
I'll take that. He strikes me as a guy that's kind of fearless on the road.
Well, here's the thing. They're fighting for minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, those two, they basically play the same role.
Only one could really.
Yeah, only one of them can really be out there. So I'd expect Maxie has been in the gym the last couple of days, and I think Doc would prefer Maxie over Shake. He almost went to Shake because Maxie was ineffective, but I think he would prefer Maxie.
Well, I'd prefer Maxie. I just
Danny Green is the guy on the road,
the veteran.
Because here's the reason why: it's hard for role players to really step up on the road. So it has to be a veteran if it's going to be a role player. And so if that's the case, I got Danny Green tonight with, how about this, Joe? Four.
Threes?
4 3-pointers tonight. Woo.
So at least 12 points.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a mathematician to do that one.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, listen.
He's due. Danny Green is due.
They got to get one down in Atlanta. Yeah. I hope it's tonight. But tonight's going to be a tricky spot. That crowd's going to be into it in Atlanta. It's got to be the first time the Hawks – I'm trying to think what's going on down there with crowds, but I would think it's going to be pretty full, if not totally full tonight. So it's
You get all the bandwagoners.
Yeah, it's an atmosphere.
Now is our good close friend Hugh Douglas going to be?
I'm sure.
Well, maybe if he can set his alarm clock. And
he was on the midday show. Did you hear him?
Ah, classic.
So you think he's wearing a Sixers shirt, or is he going in Hawks gear?
Oh, he's hawked up.
Oh, no.
He's not a Philadelphia guy.
Well, he pretends sometimes.
Also, does Bryce.
And it's part of my problem with this. 215-592-9494. We got a lot on the table here to talk about coming up with you guys. Are you getting tired of the Bryce Harper experience? I am. It's just not enough production. I know he does all the right things, says all the right things. He's got to hit more. He has 15 RBI. It's the middle of June. Do you agree with Chris Sims and the quarterback rankings with Jalen Hurts not in the top 40?
Yes.
No. And what are you feeling about the Sixers tonight, Game 3? We'll talk about it all. 215-592-9494 is the show today, brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience of Chickies and Pete's before the game, during the game, and after the game. Click ChickiesandPete's.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.